It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, what are your dream and nightmare scenarios for the number 25 pick that your Houston Texans are allotted for in the NFL draft next month? 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let us know, because funny enough, in the break just there, I was like, man, I'm having a hard time coming up with nightmare scenarios, to be completely honest. And Lopez was like, I got plenty of those.
I got so three of those I'm right off the top.
Interested to hear what you guys have. Real quick, someone asked, you know, with the Rockets having the Suns pick, what are the lottery odds? The Suns currently have the 12th best record, or 12th worst record, rather, so that would give them the 12th best odds. And there's a 7.1% chance as of right now that they would end up in the top four if the lottery were held today. But look, there's still only one game ahead of the Miami Heat, two games ahead of the Chicago Bulls. We'll see how the last few games of the season play out, because maybe that gets to where you have a 9.5% chance of getting to the top four or what have you. I don't know. All right, but the Texans, we've talked a lot about, particularly this 25 pick, especially now you're getting to the point where you're getting mock drafts that are multi-round and you have an opportunity to look at various different permutations of the way that this thing goes. But for a long period of time, it's just that first round pick. What does it look like? And we know Nick Caserio has a propensity or has the capability of doing any old thing, especially with the draft capital that he has, and moving up, moving down, or what have you. But what are the dream and nightmare scenarios for you in this NFL draft, particularly as it pertains to that 25?
I like this topic because clearly, you know, we're not getting top 30 interviews with these guys. We're not scouting them at the combine up close and personal.
Speak for yourself. I personally got a couple of top 30 interviews scheduled.
You got some lined up. But we do watch a lot of college football. We do watch follow this very closely. And we also are human. You know, we tend to either fall in love or out of love with certain players.
Get you a pet cat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've got three dream picks at 25 overall. But I think the more interesting thing, because you said it was going to be difficult for you, three names immediately came to mind in terms of, oh, that'll be a nightmare.
That's interesting.
Immediately.
And I do wonder how many of these are nightmares because they're just outside of the realm of probability.
No.
Because,
no.
Okay, within, because I was like, all right, well, yeah, if they get up here and draft Jackson Dart, like, that's a nightmare. But I'm not something that's within the realm of probability by any means.
Mine is, I guess I'm all caught up in the swarm mentality. And certainly, you know, having, you know, you and I watch a lot of college football, and having seen these guys repeatedly on top of everything else that we've talked about, like Josh Simmons. That's a nightmare.
The tackle from Ohio State.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare for me. I think there's enough smoke that there's a fire down there in terms of his approach, his attitude, not necessarily, you know, bought in to doing things the right way. To me, I'm staying away from Josh Simmons at 25.
Yeah, the attitude concerns or what have you, however you want to term that, mm-hmm. right? I know that that's kind of nebulous, and I want to be careful about the things that I levy, particularly in a negative way towards mm-hmm. people. But that exists, right? Whatever maturity or attitude or what have you put there. But then on top of that, that patellar tendon ain't just not there, right? Like, that is something that, especially for a guy of his size, for offensive linemen, that's something that we haven't seen a lot of, and we don't know necessarily how linemen bounce back from. And this is one of those ones that you just got to hit. And I understand that you could say that in any draft class. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things like every election is the most important election of your lifetime, yeah. right? And every first-round pick is one that you just absolutely have to nail. But this one feels particular, especially if you go offensive line, because of the history that Nick Caserio seems to carry with him, the baggage mm-hmm. that it seems to carry with him, especially as you just had to move an offensive lineman, a first-round pick. Now, you did get some value out of him, which, mm-hmm. good job, Nick Caserio and front office and Texans team as a whole, bringing back CJ Gardner-Johnson for Kenyon Green. But I don't know that you want to add another one of those, especially at this very pivotal point on the offensive line. That being said, I have a hard time not leaning on the expertise of the people that are just like watching the film.
Right.
Sometimes this time period, like they call it line season for a reason. All sorts of different things can kind of add in there and cloud your judgment to some degree. And of mm-hmm. course, they're to be considered in some ways. But Josh Simmons, when you get him on the tape when he's playing,
yeah.
that dude is mean.
No,
that dude is a menace. That dude is good at football.
He's Laramie Tunsil light.
And so I could easily see the appeal. I could easily see the reason why you would go down that route. Mm-hmm. And I like the player. I'm just concerned about the other things. And it seems like I'm willing to get you with you there on the idea of it being a nightmare because mm-hmm. of the emphasis that the organization has made on the mentality they want in that locker room.
With the other two guys, I like the other things, but not the player. The players.
Okay.
And that would be Walter Nolan. Who might get picked before. He might fall in that category where he's going to be consensus top 16, 18, 20 type pick.
He's right around that range where the Texans are picking.
But this guy, he is an off-the-bus guy that looks like just an absolute stud. I've never seen any consistent production out of him. Like, I feel like he's the guy that is just looks like he's amazing. I mean, from the time he's in middle school. You know, he was a five-star, you know, player. Prospect.
Off the bus all-star?
Off the bus. He has made some plays, will wow you, but I don't know if that guy is going to be able to fit in here. And then the other one, which kind of goes against my allegiance here, but all this talk about Shamar Stewart since the Senior Bowl. You know, Shamar Stewart, oh boy, he's dominating. He's killing these guys. Did you see his production? And maybe that's...
Actually, it's very easy to see his production. The cut-up takes about a minute and
there
a half.
There wasn't a lot.
Right.
Like, that guy is an Adonis. I mean, he is like 6'6", 6'5", whatever it is. Just cut, you know, fast, twitchy, as they like to say. Every single ingredient you could possibly want in a defensive lineman, edge rusher, whatever, wherever they end up putting. Because he's played all over the line, too. He's been inside, outside, everything.
Correct.
Doesn't produce. Like, he just doesn't produce. To me, that would be bad.
Yeah, and that feels like, hey, man, what is holding you back? Because mm-hmm. it can't be like just a complete lack of talent. A&M has right. enough.
Oh, he's incredibly. I think he was a five-star.
And do you go coaching there? Do you say, hey, there's just they're not the right coaching?
Maybe that's where you end up being wrong.
Which, that feels like you're setting yourself up for.
I end up being wrong.
Right, and now I don't. I'm not all too worried about that because he's an edge rusher, and this team is just so flush mm-hmm. with them. So that one does not hit me too hard, but I see where you're going from there.
Mm-hmm.
On the text line, dream, Tyler Booker, nightmare, anything other than O-line. And from 832, Ashton Gentry being the dream, interesting, running back. Nightmare, tight end in the first round or trading out. How do you,
neither of those is a nightmare to me.
Trade out isn't a nightmare.
Neither is tight end.
Especially because, well, here's the tough part. The tight ends that we that I think are like the ones that are beloved. Tyler Warren, I don't see him getting to you. Colson Loveland, I don't see him getting. Like, for some reason, I think that both of those guys are gone by like 14.
And Gentry will be gone by 6 or 8.
I've seen some places that have gotten him towards like 12, but the Cowboys, the way that they have neglected their running back position and the way that Jerry Jones loved just picking a running back that he think is going to be the next Emmitt, I feel like that's right there in his wheelhouse. So he's not getting past 12. But yeah, if you get one of those guys, I really like the player to the point where I just, and it would be such great value if you managed to get them at 25. I'd just be like, all right, like who do I see what the vision is.
Yeah.
But
and now two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How about trading out? Like, the idea of trading out of 25, you view that as a nightmare?
No, I don't. I could see it happening. Early on in this process, I thought they were going to kind of hold firm where they are and draft, you know, one of those need positions. But then they've added some linemen. We heard D'Amico Ryans earlier. We'll hear some more from him later. You know, he seems to be pretty good with making this the entire offensive line. So now you might be able to have some flexibility. Maybe move back for a tight end in the second round that isn't as highly regarded and add an extra late round pick. Or maybe for a running back that you can get in the late second or early third round. That doesn't scare me as much. Do you have any nightmares? Nightmare picks?
This is the tough part. I was like, I kind of have a nightmare of moving up, and it's not necessarily because I think the player would be bad. I just feel like I don't know that there's a player that you go, this one is so specifically needed above other ones that I would want to give up the capital. Not to say that you don't have the capital. You have a lot of them. I tend to live in the realm where I kind of want you to throw a whole bunch of darts.
Yeah.
And it seems like, especially in this draft, and I know a lot of drafts kind of operate similarly, but maybe more so in this one, you get to like 15 all the way to like 40, supposedly. Mm-hmm. You have a similar caliber of playing. So, like, if you move up off of that 25 for a specific player, I feel like you might be in the same kind of tier.
A little desperation
of
mode.
Player.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess.
But they would love him.
In that instance, you would have to just trust your evaluation skills that you just really love the player. And I wonder who you'd be going up for. And here comes the dream, right? And I know Ocho has already kind of gotten in here as well. But Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas.
I'm with you.
He's on my list. Dream. And I know that B. Scott this morning filling in for Seth said that was one that, you know, that would be his most optimistic option. Mm-hmm. I think Sean echoed that sentiment. Are you in that place where you'd be okay with taking a wide receiver, particularly like taking Matthew Golden instead of an offensive lineman in that first overall, in that first pick that you take, that first round pick?
Yeah, and I think Matthew Golden, if he falls, would be a perfect pick right there.
Would you move up for him?
Ooh. Hadn't thought of that.
Because there is some possibility that might
like
be what
you need.
Like
he goes to 21 or something.
Right, all exactly. You move up a few picks.
Yeah, you make them. Yeah, I think I'd be good with that. That might be the guy that, you know, obviously fits a role on this squad. It might be the guy that they kind of fall in love with, and they would see the value of giving up some picks to get him up there.
That gets you into the place, though, where you're doing a little bit more trusting on the guys that you have in the room as of right now. Like going back to what D'Amico Ryans was saying and some of the things that you were trying to surmise from his talk from West Palm Beach at the league meetings. You're good with that? Because, I mean, obviously, you still have more picks, and likelihood would be than one of your day two, one of your three other day two picks probably goes to offensive line.
Has to. Yeah.
However, again, once you move to second round, third round, you change some of the expectation of the talent, just a little bit of the expectation.
The quality,
of
the at least quality perceived of the talent, quality.
Right off the bat, especially for an offensive lineman.
Yeah, and my other two dream picks are pretty, you know, I guess predictable. Gray Zabel and Kelvin Banks.
Yeah, Kelvin Banks seems to be my dream pick because I'm having such a hard time just going, this is what it is, and you're not adding talent that can grow with this team that you can have as a level of a tent pole for this offensive line, especially because the versatility. Like, this team seems to really appreciate a level of versatility when you have talent. Kelvin Banks seemingly has that talent, but also the versatility. Mm-hmm. People are questioning, is he a tackle? And that's what he played. But he can kick in at guard, and I do wonder if that's one of those things where, yes, you have Cam Robinson kind of slated on the left side, whether it's Titus Howard or Blake Fish on the right side with competition or what have you. This gives you an opportunity. You could start Kelvin Banks at guard. He's strong enough. He's big enough, right? Let him grow. And then you can move him out to tackle when you need. And it feels like you're getting a guy who is beginning that process in year one. He has the capability of playing immediately, but then building towards having a line that you could be really proud of that could protect CJ Stroud for the next year and the next year, and you're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that in that instant. I really like the notion of Kelvin Banks. But it is a fair point to bring up on the 281. God forbid, knock on wood, Nico Collins and or Christian Kirk goes down, or if they go down at the same time, where does that leave you in the wide receiver room? And that's a fair question to ask. But you kind of ended up in that same place last year with a robust wide receiver room. And it felt like all of those guys were relatively ineffective and you weren't able to raise the floor on anybody because your offensive line didn't play to a certain
Let me ask you about one that's kind of vexing me, so to speak. Don't quite know if he's a dream pick or a nightmare pick, and that's Luther Burden III.
I mean, I've seen evaluators look at Luther Burden as the best wide
receiver. Maybe the best, yeah.
On here.
But seems like there's been some skepticism as far as like his sort of makeup, et cetera.
That feels like more just because the circumstances that he found himself in that Missouri offense, where it was just him going for dolo, him by himself, really with the quarterback getting the football, and so there was a lot of kind of short routes. But he is effective when he is running his routes, like the actual route trees that they're effective when he does that. So I don't know that he's necessarily going to be like the deep route guy that you have on the outside, but it feels like Christian Kirk gives you enough of that verticality from the slot where you might kind of utilize, it's possible use him a little bit more like a possession receiver, even though he might play on the outside or what have you, right? I think that he has the versatility and he has the capability to play in that space. I'd be cool with like a Luther Burden or, I mean, Matthew Golden. I don't think I hate it. I feel like I have boxed myself in mentally where, okay, yes, you have papered over offensive line, but it still feels like, man, I would love for you to address that in a strong way. And the strongest way to do that is in the first round.
And you know, the biggest question being, is that first round pick going to be an offensive lineman? I feel like if either of those two guys that I mentioned, you know, and that's why people always say, well, we're going to draft the best available player, which is total BS. It's the best available player that fits your need. And I feel like Zabel falls, Banks falls, all of a sudden that's going to become the best available player, no matter how good they feel about the offensive line right now. You know, just to have that extra guy, that extra competition, as they like to put it.
All right. 832 asked this, and I'll pass this to you, Lopez. If Texas got Golden, what do you think that means for Tank Dell? And I think that personally, I would just look at it and say that you can't assume anything with Tank. It seems like you're in that place where they love Tank Dell. They do. And they hope that he comes back stronger. But you cannot assume that he's going to slot back in and be the same Tank Dell that you had prior.
That's it. You don't know when he's going to play. I was going to say if he's going to play. I think he's probably going to, you know, come back and play. But it could be a completely different player. You can't just assume that he's going to be back.
I do love this. In the nightmare and dream scenario that we put forward, somebody said Luther Burden feels like one of those dreams I had after I ate some weird pizza. I guess not inherently like awful, but not necessarily straight.
Yeah, I couldn't know. I didn't know where to put him.
A real nebulous. All right. That was it. That was definitely a dream. Mm-hmm. That was a dream. But I do feel good that there's a lot of options here, it seems.
25 is a good spot.
It does seem like it's a good spot. Yeah. But Nick Caserio, he liked doing the hokey pokey. We've seen him go up. We've seen him go down. We've seen him stay pat. So we'll see what it looks like April 24th when it comes to the Texans making their selection. Or maybe they won't be making a selection on 24th. Maybe they'll wait till the 25th.
That would be a big womp womp.
Whoa. Whoa! Yeah, that'd be a real big because they've already announced the draft
party. Yeah.
Oh, what does the draft party look like if y'all out there and you see the notice come up?
Well, see you tomorrow.
All right. Well. All right. Luther Burden, I don't think is a bad pick either. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.